From Monday through Friday, I had the opportunity to go to Branson, Missouri, and watch our junior beginner and our junior Bible quiz team quiz for national championship. And if you don't know much about Bible quizzing, it's an incredible. I saw a whole different. I was involved in Bible quizzing back in the 70s, and boy, has it changed. And it was just great. Our children, the kids learn hundreds of verses of Scripture. And it's not just memorizing the Scripture. You have to know where the Scripture's found. You have to know all kinds of information about the Scripture. I remember one of the quizzes, I believe it was Clayton, the quiz master that reads the questions. It's a quotation question. You're going to quote a Scripture. And he gets up there and he says, this is a quotation. If I'm doing this right, I'm not for sure. But a quotation question, it's a 20-point question. Quotation, begin question, and then he says question, and he reads, he says, quote, Clayton hits the buzzer, quote, okay, how many scriptures are there in Proverbs that you can quote that are quotation, completion, questions? And everybody's like, he didn't even give the first word in the sentence. And Clayton just sits there for a few minutes, and we're just a few minutes for a few seconds. He picks up the microphone and he quotes verbatim a scripture. And the quiz master shakes his head and he looks at the other judges and they shake their head, and he turns back to the microphone and he says, correct. I asked later, I asked Martha, I said, Martha, how in the world did he know that? She said, well, he's been keeping track in his mind of the quotation questions, and he knew it was going to be in alphabetical order because they always ask the questions in alphabetical order. So he knew that this is probably going to be the correct one. It was awesome. It was awesome. And our senior team, the two Jacobson, Caleb, where's your two boys, Caleb? You guys stand up, Caleb and Jacob. They're going to nationals in 2 weeks representing our senior quiz team. So they took first place in the state. So excited. Congratulations to you boys. And so excited about what God is doing here. Also, we have what I want to do at this time, I guess, is we're going to honor our teams tonight. Now, not all of our teams won placed, but they all gave it. I mean, just to get to nationals, if you just understand how hard it is, Clayton and Margaret, their team, the two of them quizzed together, Margaret Acca, and they lost four quizzes all year. Now, to put this is not tournaments, this is quizzes. To put this into some sort of perspective, it's like the Milwaukee Bucks winning every game of the year except for four, okay? And then they went into the tournament, and they won every tournament that they competed in this year. So this is quite the phenomenal. And we had three teams from this church go to represent in nationals, which is incredible within itself. So I would like for Justin Wall and Spencer Hicks. This doesn't happen without good coaching and good leadership. So Justin Wall, Spencer Hicks, come on up here, guys.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
The last evening we were there on Thursday, I asked Spence if he wanted to go down to this Texas Longhorn Steakhouse, and I buy him a steak. I got down there, and the guy hardly ate anything. And I'm like, man, what is going on here? The guy can eat like a hoss, and he hardly ate anything. And I found out later it was his third supper for the night. He just didn't want to tell me no. Way to be a trooper there, bro. I'm going to turn this over to Brother Justin, and he's going to tell you more of the details. God bless you.
Thank you, brother. Pastor. Well, while Spencer and I were the actual coaches, there's a lot of work that goes in ahead of time, and that couldn't be made. That's made possible by the parents, really. And I'd like the parents of those quizzers, if they could just stand up. Martha, Lori. Spence and I were doing a rough calculation before church, and we calculated essentially the 7 quizzers that went to nationals quoted all of their verses about 250,000 times combined. So those parents are doing it 5 days a week, listening to their quizzers, coaching them at home, doing all those things so that Spence and I can get the glory, I guess you could say. But no, honestly, those parents do put in a lot of work and a lot of hard time with their kids. And I know I'm definitely appreciative of what they do. And then I'd like to also make mention of a couple other people that have helped us out on Sundays. Dina Shepherd has helped us out. Peggy Moran and Betty Weekly, if you guys could stand. And Janet George, if you guys are here. They've given up, you know, a couple hours every Sunday to kind of help listen to kids' quotes. So without their help, we definitely couldn't have gone as far as we have. So, but really tonight is about the quizzers that actually went to nationals. So if I could have those quizzers that went to nationals come on up here, and we can honor them. And I don't know if any of you that talk to Spencer, you know he's got random facts galore in his brain about just about anything from sports to whatever else. So I'm going to turn it over to Spence and let him kind of announce the results and the statistics. All right.
Praise the Lord. So with this year, we took the 3 teams to nationals. So the first team that we had was Seth and Cassie in our junior division. They went 2-2 at the tournament, which tied them for 25th. So they did very well. Then we have the beginner team, which is 8 and under, which was Olivia, Cammie, and Callie. They also went 2-2, which tied them for 9th. So they did very well. They lost on the last question and second to last question to teams that placed 2nd and 4th in the nation. So very good for them. Then the final team is Clayton and Margaret. They went 7-1 during the tournament. They got to the top of the winner's bracket. Then they played Ohio 1 for a second time. They lost their last quiz of the year, which was their 4th. And then they came back. Margaret quizzed out on question number 12, which locked us the quiz. And we got to sit there for the last 3 questions. So that was great. And they won nationals. These two posted a record. We calculated it out for the year. They won a total of 50 quizzes and only had 4 losses, so quite amazing. For the tournament, Olivia and Clayton were on the all-tournament team, which means they were one of the top 10 scorers at the tournament in the nation. And Clayton was named the National Quizzer of the Year. The one other stat was that this is our fifth straight top 10 in juniors, and overall it is our sixth top five in the nation. So I just wanted to say thank you to the men that have led the program with my father, Perry Hicks, with Ryan Hittestorf, and Justin Wald. You know, they have done a great job leading this program, and thank you, obviously, to Brother Roy and Bishop Grant for supporting us throughout the years. Thank you very much.